Today was chest and back. I've been liking chest and back a lot lately. Cigarette. Post-workout cigarette. Fucking huge piles. Alright, let's see how this voice recording turns out. While I'm smoking a cigarette and the window's down. So yeah, today was chest and back. I've been hitting chest and back quite a bit the last, I don't know, let's say 3-4 weeks. And I've specifically been doing chest, like I have my split, like the typical back buys, chest tries, legs. But I switched it up because I randomly hit chest and back. I think it was supposed to be like a rest day, and I don't know, I just decided to fucking do it. But the pump on chest and back day is absolutely fucking insane. I love it. Because it's like, you just look so fucking thick afterwards. Because like, you get that sick chest pump. And then, like, that upper back pump, like, I mean, I don't really notice, like, the lat pump, because, like, I never really, like, take pictures of my back, unless it's, like, a crazy pump, I suppose. But, like, when you get a chest pump with a fucking upper back pump, rear delts, and then, like, when you're hitting chest, you're obviously going to be hitting your fucking front delts. Side delts, like, a little bit as well, so they're gonna get pumped up. Like, just delts in general, you're gonna get pumped up a little bit. But, you look so thick from the fucking side. It's amazing. And, like, I'm gonna say half the reason, but it's definitely half the reason I go to the gym for many fucking reasons. But, like, one of the most exciting things for me about going to the gym is getting a pump. Right? I don't go to the gym for, like, I don't plan on benching 315 anytime soon. Probably never in my fucking life. I don't really think I have the genetics for it or the, like, dedication, really. But, like, one of the most exciting things about the gym is the pump, right? I just love that. I'm always taking a picture of myself at the end of the workouts. Realistically, for, like, no fucking reason, because I just look at him, like, turn down the lighting. What's that called? Fuck, can't think of the word. And then I just look at my pictures and pretty much just delete them. But yeah, I've been hitting chest and back specifically for the pump. It's amazing. And I've been trying to go up on a, I mean, I've been going to Planet Fitness, so it's like, I don't know how much my bench is really going to fucking improve when I'm doing only dumbbells and then Smith machine. I also don't really do flat bench, I just do incline, really. I'll kind of do like a combo incline where it's like super fucking inclined to hit shoulders pretty well. I'll do that for like 3, and then I put like a little bit lower to target chest a little bit more, assuming that's what it's actually doing. I don't know. Feels like it. But it'll get. But I don't know. I don't know how much my bench is actually going to fucking go up when my only, when I don't have a bench press at Planet Fitness, right? So it's like, I'm hoping if I keep doing what I've been doing, which is, because I'm on like a slight, I'm on a bulk right now, kind of-ish, I guess. It's like I'm I don't know, it's like a super slow walk. Where I feel like I'm getting fatter, but not stronger or bigger. Kind of blows. But I don't know how much my actual bench is going to go up, if at all, if I'm doing incline dumbbells. Because I've been starting, like, my chest days with incline dumbbells for, like, 3 to 4 sets. And then I'd be going to Smith machine. So I guess we'll see next time I go to a gym that has a fucking actual bench press. I feel like if I'm doing dumbbells, it's gonna help. But then I have this feeling like I'm gonna go to a gym with a bench press in, I don't know, 2-3 months, or like whenever the next time it's gonna be, fucking next week, I don't know. And my bench press is gonna be exactly the same, if not worse, just from not doing it. But like my thought is like, I can load the fuck up out of the Smith machine. I mean, not really load the fuck up, but like, I don't know, do shit for, what was I doing today, like 6 to 10 reps on the Smith machine, and then, goddamn school bus. Fuck, you just stopped. And then, dumbbells, I've been doing, I don't know, what's the least I did today? Like, least amount of reps was, I think my last set was like 7 reps, and they're like slow as fucking controlled, and like all the way down where I'm really getting a stretch. But for the most part, I've been doing like 10, 12 reps, I believe. It's a failure, obviously, like I'm not gonna fucking do 12 reps and then just stop. I feel like I'll just do nothing then. Holy fuck, this bus is really gonna stop every 20 feet. There's no kids here. Goddamn, this is gonna take me fucking half hour to go. But I feel like doing incline is gonna help me with, like, stabilizers, right? And then hopefully Smith machine will help me if I load the weight up to increase the actual weight I'm doing. I mean, not like dumbbells won't. I could probably just fucking do those. But, I don't know, I have this thought in my head that actually doing a barbell, even if it's just fucking Smith machine, is going to help too. Like, help more if I do them both. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. The only thing I do notice, I don't know if I've noticed, I mean, I guess I gotta keep track of this shit better, because I'm not someone who goes to the gym and, like, I kind of keep everything in my head, right? I don't go and, like, write shit down, or, like, I don't know, no, like, I'll go and knowing pretty much what I did last time, pretty much what I can do, and I'll see what I do that day, you know? Like, when I started this bulk, I was doing, and they'll make fun of me, my bench is fucking terrible. I got long, lanky fucking arms. So I have to move the bet, like, I have to move the bar real fucking far. And also, I'm just a pussy, I guess. Especially when it comes to chest. Like, what was I doing? Like, I went up, I don't know, I was doing a plate for, like, I don't know, 14, 15 reps, and this is on flat bench, which, like I said, I never do, really, but I just wanted to, like, kind of see where I was at. And then I know in, like, 2-3 weeks, I was up to, like, 20 reps, 22 reps, just repping out to see what the fuck I could do, not to, like, I'm not really going to do 20, 22 reps to increase strength, maybe that'll work, I don't know. I guess everyone's, like, different, kind of. Because I've had buddies who, like, go and they'll just do, like, 16 to 24 reps, and they get strong as fuck. And then I've had buddies who do the opposite. They do, like, fucking 4 reps, and they also get strong as fuck. And you see everyone doing different things in the gym. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll have to do flat bench one of these times. Because the way I did it before, when I was actually doing bench, not Smith machine, I was going to a different gym. Until I moved, and now the only thing out in this fucking area is a Planet Fitness or an Anytime Fitness, which I'm not supposed to go back there because I went like two times for free with my wife, and they called me like, "Oh, you either like don't come here anymore or come pay us." And it's like, "Yo, it's Anytime Fitness." She had a pass. You guys weren't there at the desk, so I just walked in. All right, and you see me on camera and fucking. But maybe I shouldn't say that on this podcast, and then like they'll know who I am. Then yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. But yeah, last time I was going to. Oh, I'm sorry. This is how like if I continue to do these podcasting, it doesn't feel too like weird. Listening to myself speak because you know I have the voice for like silent television. Last time I was doing it, I only did incline last bulk, and I think I bulked up from 165 to like 181, 182, so it wasn't like a crazy bulk, because I know like I'll see like dudes like, on YouTube or whatever, or like, I guess just YouTube, because I don't really, like, follow influencers, or, like, their progress or whatever, but I'll see dudes bulk up, like, 40 fucking 50 pounds, but then again, they're also, like, their starting weight is, like, 185, 195, and then, you know, for, like, the, like, enhanced dudes, their starting weight's, like, 215, 230, like, starting as in, like, their lean weight, but 20 pounds, what did I say? Yeah, it was like 17, 20 pounds, something like that. For me, when you're sitting at, what the fuck is this guy doing? Just backing up in the middle of the road? Okay, like, since I'm just, like, such, like, I'm so much lighter, you know, because I'm still relatively thin and not like some jackass dude. Like, I guess if you're, like, you'd have to go up percentage-wise, right, then, like, because if I gain 50 pounds, I'll just be a fucking blob. And, like, for me to cut that, like, I'm good at cutting because I can just lose weight, like, pretty fucking easily. I'm bad at gaining weight. I wouldn't even say bad, you know, I don't know. But it's easier for me to lose weight, right? Like when I'm bulking, like, even being at the weight I am, like, I'm not, like, say, like, right now I'm, like, 170. I'm, like, mid-bulk-ish. Not even mid, like, kind of starting off. But, when I start bulking, I'll start by eating, like, 3,000 calories a day. Because my maintenance is, like, 25. Nah, probably even more than that, probably almost 3,000 calories. Like, when I was cut, I was, like, 159 the start of this bulk, and I was, like, ooh, that was a big pop. And I was lean as fuck. Lean as fuck for, like, just your average lifter. Like, I had a pretty nice, like, shredded six-pack. Like, you know, not like 4% bodybuilder lean. But, I was shredded at like 158. So I'm up like 12 pounds, I suppose. How did I even start this rant? Where was I? Fuck. I have no clue what I was going on about. this is how the podcast is going to go. I'm pretty much just going to ramble, okay? About random stuff. I might, you know, I might throw a fucking skateboarding or, like, RuneScape in there for, like, a minute or two if I really go off topic. Oh, I think the whole start of this was, like, I was doing only incline, actual incline bench. I think I started out, all right, really going to try to stay on topic here. I think I started out just doing 135. Right, I think I was doing, like, 12 to 14 reps, and then very quickly, because I think I bulked probably, like, 4 or 5 months at a time, very quickly, I got up to doing 155 for, like, 16 to 18 reps, and then I was doing, like, 185, and this is on an incline, for, like, 4 to 6, and I don't know what my max flat bench would have been. But like I said, I'm not good at benching. I don't do fucking 225. I want to. I want to rep out 225. That's, like, pretty much for me, like, in my lifting, you know, can't really call it a career. It's just a fucking hobby. I just want to be able to rep out 225. Or, like, I don't know. Like I said, I'll never really flat bench because I just like doing incline better. It feels better. It hits your shoulders more. I feel like you get a better stretch. But if I'm doing incline for, like, 205, repping that out, that'd be sick, right? And then I know, like, I'll flat bench just a fucking flat bench just to, like, be happy that I'm doing 225. But, like, if I'm doing 205 incline, I know I'm doing, or 205 on incline, I know I'm doing 225 on flat for reps, right? It's just, that's how it's going to work. It's not like I'm going to ever incline 225 and then my flat bench is somehow, like, 185 for fucking 8 reps. If incline goes up, flat's going up. But this is going to be a shitty first podcast. Holy shit. But, you know, you either like it or you don't. And maybe they'll get better. Maybe they won't. I don't know. Yeah, I was just doing incline on there. And then I always did pec deck. I actually like pec deck more, even though I know you get, like, a better stretch, you control it better. I reckon it uses your stabilizers a lot more, which would be better if you're doing cables, right? Like, they have those cable machines that are shaped like a triangle, which I like. But pec deck, I just feel, I don't know, I feel like in my inner chest better. And do you really care about stabilizers when you're doing flies? I don't know. I mean, I guess you always do, right? I don't know. But I love pec deck, right? You feel it on, like, I'll try to put my shoulders back pretty nice because, like, I see a lot of people, like, hunched over more and then it looks like they're just ripping their shoulders apart. And I feel my shoulders still, obviously, are going to, no matter what fucking press motion you're going to do. You're going to feel it in your shoulders. Right. But peg deck is my favorite fucking thing, right? Because I feel like I can go do, and maybe you guys will fucking, you guys, I speak like I have an audience, but if I did have an audience, maybe you guys would say I'm an idiot and I'm just, you know, not squeezing properly or doing it. I don't know. But I feel like I could do 8 sets of, like, incline, or if I actually did flat, like, a bunch of flat. And, like, my pump's not that great. And I know the pump's not, you know, everything is, like, if you don't get a good pump. Like, it means you didn't have a good workout. Like, obviously, that's not the fucking case. But I could do, like, 8 sets of incline, and, like, I'll have a pump, but it's not, like, that, like, rock-solid, like, skin-splitting pump. And then I could go do, like, I'll do 8 sets of incline, right? Not actually, but 4 or 5 sets of incline. And then I'll go do, and I'll have, like, half pump. And then I go do pec deck, and, like, halfway through the first set, it feels like my chest about to pop out of the fucking skin. It's like amazing. I absolutely fucking love it. But yeah, so I did that, and I just supersetted that with, because like I said, I'm doing chest and back, and then I just supersetted that with like rear delts slash rhomboid or whatever the fuck it is. So I just like moved the handles. Which I like that exercise a lot. Like for some reason, I could lift a lot that way, or it feels like it's me. I don't know. So yeah, and then I did what? Oh yeah, also I forgot to mention. I was watching YouTube videos yesterday because me and my wife went, and it was supposed to be my rest day, and I fucking hate rest days just because like I hate sitting around and not exercising to some extent. You know, so I went and did cardio, which I literally never fucking do, because I'm, like, what, I'm bulking right now, and even me, like, bulked up, like, not to, like, a bodybuilder, I guess, like, an actual bodybuilder, but to, like, your normal person, or, like, your, just, like, your average gym goer, like, even me bulked up is, like, in pretty good fucking shape. Like, pretty lean still. Like, I don't know how to describe it. Maybe I just look lean. I'm skinny fat. I don't know. But I lost my train of thought again. Oh, yeah. I had a bunch of fucking deer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, yeah, I was watching videos yesterday while I was... while I was doing cardio. Even though it's like... I like to think I'm pretty well-versed in, like... how to go up in strength, the proper lifts, the proper techniques, what hits what, because I've been doing this for a while. Like, I'll still watch videos, but probably, I mean, everyone's gonna watch videos on, like, a hobby that they enjoy, but, I'll still watch videos. Almost like a fat person will watch videos like how to get abs in 30 days. You know what I mean? Like I watch a fucking video doing cardio that's like how to increase your bench, how to do this, how to do this. I'm like, I know how to do it, but like, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe someone will tell me some fucking magic shit that'll somehow actually help me, even though I already know just fucking doing a certain amount of sets, doing this, doing that is gonna increase my bench. Certain amount of sets, certain amount of reps. And, like, one of the videos, and this is something I have noticed from the past before, like, when I've gone and warmed up and just done, like, face pulls, right? Because your rear delts, as far as I know, and from experience, right? Hold a lot of weight in, I guess, figuratively and literally, when you're doing a bench press. All right, so I went, the one guy said do like lat pull down, so I figured I would just give it a shot. So I did like 2 sets of lat pull downs, just like one warm up set where I stopped at 12, could have done like double. And then next set I did 12, and that was like almost a failure. Like I probably could have like 2 more reps. And then I went and did, sometimes I'll do face pulls, like, where you do, like, the rows with the, like, the close bar grip thing. At Planet Fitness, they have the one where it's, like, I don't want to say isometric, right, because what does isometric mean? Like, each hand individually is lifting weight, but it just has two handles. lifting the same weight, and I'll put the, like, the single hand things on there, and then I'll do, like, face pulls on that, and I feel that a lot better. Like, I'll go lightweight and, like, lift them up when I pull back, and just kind of pause, and I really feel that in my rear delt. So I do, like, two sets of that, and then went straight to incline dumbbell press. And I don't know if it helped today, but I have noticed in the past that, like, I feel a lot more stable when I've done that instead of just go straight to bench. So I guess that counts as an exercise too. Or like both those, but not really. Because if I don't do like if OCD gets me, like I don't really do like, I can't really do like two sets or something. I'll feel like bad. I have to do at least three, like usually four. Yeah, so then I did, what did I do? Lat pull downs. I think I did three sets of those, which I always do. I was going to hit forearms today too, but I gotta be somewhere at 9 o'clock. So usually I would use like straps. So like I could load the weight up like another notch or whatever, like another 20 pounds, 15, whatever the fuck it is. But I figured I'll just not use those today and then hit my forearms a little bit, I suppose, by just holding the weight, like gripping it. So lat pull downs, always get a pump from those like instantly. I actually think I get a better pump when I do like reverse grip, like chin up style, and then really tweak it. Like when I get down low and like bring my elbows out. But I didn't do those today because I've been avoiding those because it hits your biceps pretty good, and I want to do like chest, back, leg day, then arms. And like throwing some shoulders on the arm day, but mostly just like lateral raises. But what else did I fucking do? Oh, and then I did some, I don't know what those called. It was on the Smith machine, obviously, since all I have. It hits like your rear delts, your rhomboid, where you're bent over rows. There we go. Is that correct? Some bent over rows. I did like three sets of those, and that was pretty much good because that was like six or seven sets for my rear delts and rhomboid. Rhomboid? I think I'm saying the right thing. And then I forgot the name of it. It's like lat pull, like pullovers. I don't fucking know. But it's like where you stand at the pulley system, you put the pulley all the way up. I put like the easy curl bar on it or whatever, and then it's for the lats. Like it, like if you do it wrong, it looks like you're pretty much gonna be doing triceps. Fuck. How can I not think of that? But I mean, I'm sure just describing it, people will know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it forces those. I really like those a lot. Like I'll go pretty fucking light, and I'll do like 16 to 20 reps. Which I don't love going super high on reps like that, but that's genuinely like the only how I feel. Like if I, like I think I did like 50 pounds today, and I was doing like 16 to 20. But if I do it like where I do 12 reps, then I just don't feel a burn. Like if I'm gonna go heavy on that, and even like it's with good form too, right? Like I don't swing or anything like that. But if I go heavy like that and do 12 reps, then I only feel that if I do a drop set. Even if I hold it, even if I'm doing it all properly. I don't know why. Maybe someone has the science behind that. Or maybe, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, did that. And then what did I do? I think I pretty much just stood around for 5 minutes thinking if there's anything else I could do. Oh, fuck, I should have done shrugs. I've been trying to do shrugs more lately. Because I want that, like, fucking, like, the fucking cobra look, or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I took some pics.
like I said, the pump was all right. It wasn't, like, amazing. But still thick as fuck from hitting upper back and chest. Which is just absolutely fucking wonderful. So, yeah, that was pretty much my my day. I found a wedding ring. I assume it was a wedding ring. Hopefully the guy just took it off to lift. Because it was, like, pinching him or something. And not, like, he saw some chick and was like, I'm going to take this fucking ring off. So, I gave that to the front desk kid. It was enticing enough to, just pocket it. But I was like, I'll pocket this and then I'll fucking pull out of the parking lot and someone will rear-end me. My day will go to shit. Alright, yeah. But, overall, it was a nice lift. We'll see where I'm at. I don't really care how much I go up on back, right? Back, I just want to get, like, a bigger back this bulk. Mostly upper back. Even though my rear delts, I think, are, like, one of my best assets. I really want that bigger back, so just, like, I look top heavy as fuck. But as far as back goes, it's, like, I don't really care to, like, I don't know, who's ever like, how much can you fucking, reverse fly? Right, as far as lifting goes, I just want to kind of get bigger and everything. I do want to go up in weight on, like, bicep curls, because it's just cool. Like when I first started lifting, I was probably doing, like, 25s. And now I'll do, like, hammer curls. I'll go, like, I don't know if everyone's this way, but when I go cross body, I'm, like, not significantly stronger, but I'm stronger than if I just do hammer curls straight in front of me. Like, I'll do, like, 45s crossbody for, like, 10 reps each arm. And, like, good reps, not fucking swinging about. And then if I go straight in front of me, I'll do 40s for 10 reps. So, like, I can go 5 pounds there. But besides that, curls are something that are, like, it's cool. Like, when I see some dude, like, I mean, I guess I really never see someone going that heavy without fucking swinging like crazy. Like, you'll see those, like, jack steroided out, like, 45-year-old bro dads who go there and they're swinging like crazy, but they're doing, like, fucking 70, so it still looks cool. But they're also, like, swinging, like, so much that it's like, all right, dude, if you were lifting with proper form, you'd be doing 45s, too. I mean, maybe not, because I don't think I could swing 70s. But, I mean, regardless, like, if you're jacked, it's, like, obviously it's fucking working for you if you're swinging around like an idiot. But it does look fucking retarded. But, yeah, I pretty much want to go up on, like, bicep curls and bench press. Like, other than that, and, I mean, I guess shoulder press, too, but I'm not. This bulk, I kind of want to see if I just do incline, if my shoulders grow, like, significantly. Because when I do that, like, super incline, I'm pretty much just doing a shoulder press, but it's not, like, straight up, so it's kind of like a mix still. But, yeah, okay. Enough for today, I guess. I will end this here, and hopefully I can listen back, whatever. And I don't sound retarded, and you can hear me over my window being open for chain smoking cigarettes on the way home. All right, later, guys.